All the articles you have come to love in Horse and Rider magazine are now available in this podcast, Horse and Rider on Audio. Each article is released as its own separate episode to make them quick and easy to listen to. Search Horse and Rider on Audio on your favorite podcast player, and you will never miss an article.
Rehabbing a foundered horse. Founder is serious, but with early intervention and smart long-term care, many horses can return to comfort and even ride again, by Alexis Bennett. Founder can feel like a four-letter word for horse owners, and it's one of the toughest conditions to try to rehab a horse from. Laminitis, the medical name for founder, occurs when blood flow to the laminae is disrupted, weakening the bond inside the hoof. If left untreated, there can be rotation or sinking of the coffin bone. This is typically when it's referred to as founder, and when riders begin to worry that their horse is either permanently unrideable or will be in too much pain to continue living. It's true that once the delicate laminae that attach the coffin bone to the hoof wall are damaged, the path to recovery is long and often uncertain. But with early intervention, careful and consistent care, and long-term management, many horses return to comfort and may even be rideable. Why do horses founder? While the term founder typically suggests the image of an overweight horse with a crested neck, there are several factors that can cause a horse to founder, including insulin sensitivity, equine metabolic syndrome, Cushing's disease, diet, obesity, stress, or hoof care. Regardless of the cause, once signs of founder appear, such as hoof heat, strong pulses, or reluctance to move, the damage is underway and immediate veterinary care is essential. Step 1. Emergency response. If you suspect your horse has foundered, seek immediate veterinary care. The first 48 to 72 hours are critical, with the goals of reducing pain, limiting laminar damage, and stabilizing your horse. The sooner the treatment, the better the long-term outlook. Stall rest. Bed your horse with deep, soft bedding to reduce concussion. Pain and anti-inflammatory drugs. Manage pain with phenylbutazone or Flunixin. Cold therapy. Ice on the lower limbs can reduce inflammation and injury in acute cases. X-rays. Performed by your vet, they can determine if rotation or sinking is present. Underlying triggers. Address any causes such as colic, grain overload, or metabolic disease. Thinking inside the box. Step 2, stabilize. Once the horse is out of immediate danger, focus on stabilization and keeping your horse comfortable. As symptoms ease and at your vet's recommendation, you can continue to take steps forward with your horse's rehabilitation. Hoof support, styrofoam pads, impression material, or boots provide relief by redistributing weight away from the damaged laminae. Farrier partnership. A farrier with experience with foundered horses can be invaluable. Regardless of experience, maintain regular trims and use therapeutic shoes, such as heart bars or glue-ons, when your horse is ready. Veterinary check-ins. Ongoing radiographs can help guide trimming and shoeing decisions. Step 3, manage causes. While founder can be caused by many conditions, it's typically linked to diet and metabolism. Many founder cases are linked to diet and metabolism. To reduce inflammation and recurring issues, address your horse's diet and lifestyle. Remove grain and sweet feed. Choose minerals with a ration balancer or supplement instead of feeding starchy, high-sugar options. Test hay. Get feed-tested hay with low sugar content and soak the feed to lower the sugar content even further. Watch body condition. Overweight horses are more prone to relapse, so work on getting your horse to their ideal body score. Use medication. If Cushing's disease, PPID, or equine metabolic syndrome is involved, your vet may recommend medication alongside dietary control. Step 4. Start moving. Exercise supports circulation and helps prevent further weight gain, but only after your vet confirms the horse is stable. Begin with hand walking for short periods on soft footing. After a period of this, assuming they stay sound, you can turn out on a small dry lot without grass. Finally, rebuild fitness slowly. Since laminitis is caused by inflammation, be mindful not to dramatically increase stress through riding too hard, too soon. Long-term management. Rehabbing a foundered horse doesn't end when soundness returns. You'll always have to stay on top of your horse's care to ensure that they don't relapse. This includes regular trims and veterinarian exams, managed turnout, especially during high-sugar grass periods, healthy weight, and consistent exercise and turnout routine. With the right care and consistency, most horses can return to light riding or a comfortable retirement.
The crisis founder symptoms can appear quickly, but if you look back, there are usually some signs that something's wrong. Look out for these early warnings to alert you that something's wrong. A short, stilted gait or reluctance on hard ground,
rocking back or alternating front feet to ease pressure, reluctance to move, increased warmth or thickness in the hooves, and visible rings or uneven hoof wall.
If you see these symptoms, call your veterinarian immediately. Quick action can prevent severe damage and improve your horse's chance of recovery.